Thank you, Tina.
You're welcome.
I know it's hard on some of those names, and I wanted just to share a little bit about that before we go on. The Book of Ruth, and I have a little message here in my Touchpoint New Living Translation. What do you do when life caves in? What do you do when everything and everyone seems to be against you? Your mate dies, you're left alone, you lose your job and your source of income, you lose a child, a friend, you lose a dream. Then as you're still reeling, life suddenly deals you with another harsh blow, another tragedy. Now what do you do? Do you run away and crawl inside yourself? Lock out the world? Is there anything left to live for? The Book of Ruth is the story of one young widow and what she did when life dealt her a tragedy, one after another. It is a story of a challenge and inspiration for each one of us who faces circumstances beyond our control. You know, this book we call the Bible is more than just a bunch of stories. It allows us to reflect on things that people deal with in their own life. And everybody here has to deal with life in a little different way. But the encouragement of reading the stories on how God touched these people is so special. So thank you for sharing the book that Shannon Green wrote. But there's more women in the Bible that we need to better understand. Not only as women, but also as men, and how men and women work together ever since creation. They started out in the Garden of Eden. One was named Adam and the other one was named Eve, and they worked together and they faced challenges. So it's wonderful to be able to know that you're not alone in this world when challenges strike, that we have each other and we need each other.